Episode 682 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Alpin, the big game hunter. I'm the head coach for Job Search Coaching HQ.com. I personally do executive job search coaching, life coaching, leadership coaching. I help people and organizations play big. And today's show for you job hunters is how to get more interviews. A couple of suggestions that I think you'll find helpful. Hope you enjoy the show, and let's get rolling. Now, this video is about how to get more responses to your resume when you submit it for a job. So let's look at it from the employer's perspective. And I'm going to just share my observations because I receive, let's see now, my inbox currently has over 5,000 unopened messages. Pretty amazing, huh? And I'm just a guy who does recruiting. You can just imagine what it's like at a major corporation. So when all is said and done, how do you get someone to actually respond to your resume in a way that's going to get you the result that you want? Now, I'll tell you generally that people send two files to me. They send a resume file, they send a cover letter file. Step number one, don't do that. Don't send a cover letter file. Listen to me carefully. No one reads cover letter files. Now, they may read it if it's in the body of an email, but even then there's no guarantee. If there's a reference to a job, the first thing we're doing is mentally checking off how you fit, how your background fits against the requirements of the job. That's what all of us, whether we're in third-party recruiting or in corporate recruiting, are trying to do. We want to know if you fit that job you selected for yourself. We open up the resume, we look, and there it is. Nothing. Nothing in your resume tells us that you fit the job that you selected for yourself. Here's what you do. It's really not that tough. You take the job listing that you saw, you copy and paste information from that job description and make it the new page one. Now, the reason I suggest doing this is because when applicant tracking systems, which often you're applying through, are reviewing resumes, they're looking for particular keywords in particular places in the resume. So you're gaming the system by entering all those keywords onto page one. Now, if you don't have experience with it, don't include it. Real simple. But once you have a list of items that relate to the job description, and that's in terms of requirements and in terms of the function that they want you to perform. So let's say you're listing, it lists a set of skills that they're looking for. Well, list that set of skills. If there's functions that you'll be doing once you're on board, list those functions. So where you perform them next to it, you're going to put, you know, let's say 3 years current, 2 years up until 1 year ago. Get the idea? What you're doing is causing them to see very quickly how your background matches up. Now, you have to go one extra layer. In the resume itself, you have to include some of the data about what you did and how you went about doing it. And that's it. You know, again, if you're applying in the standard way for a job, I'm going to have another video where I talk about it an unstandard way of applying for a job. But for now, this is the traditional way of applying for the job. On page one of the resume, show how you match up. Real simple. Not in the cover letter, because the applicant tracking system doesn't care about the cover letter, and it doesn't care about a cover email. You know, the body of the resume, excuse me, you know, allergy season. But, you know, at the end of the day, put it into the body of the email, of the resume as page one. As you slide down, include more data about how you perform those functions and what your experience is with those particular skills. I'm Jeff Altman. Hope you found this helpful. Go over to thebiggamehunter.us. There's a lot more there that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find work more quickly. Also want to mention that if we're not connected on LinkedIn, send a connection request at linkedin.com/in/thebiggamehunter. I accept connection requests from people worldwide, except if you're a recruiter or in a country known for scams or spam. Finally, I think this is really the most important thing I'm going to tell you. I did a recent survey of the people, almost 10,000 people who received my e-zine, OBS Job Search Advice e-zine. And you can get your own complimentary subscription on my website, thebiggamehunter.us. So let me just get out of the way. Generally, the results of a survey that I issued, where I asked respondents, tell me your biggest problem with job search. For the veteran people who were on the list, the biggest problem was they're doing things as they've always done it, and they're not getting the results that they're used to. Something has changed, and I want to help you. So here's my suggestion. While you're at thebiggamehunter.us, sign up for a job search makeover. Yes, I charge for that. Of course I charge for it. I don't do things for free. But I'm going to spend at least an hour with you going through everything you've been doing on your job search. Not this generic thing that I talk about in videos or in my podcast, but I'm going to go through your job search and help you see what you could be doing differently to get the jobs and the interviews that you want to get. If you want to get a sample of what, you know, this is really a small dose, and each of these shows is a little bit different. Look for on Job Search Radio in iTunes, and you'll see that I have two shows related to makeovers. Listen to those shows, and you'll get a small sample of what I do. And imagine it being personalized to you. So, again, visit my website. Listen to the job search makeover shows. Hire me to do a makeover for you. I do a great job. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here's a couple of ways that you can engage with me. The first one is connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/thebiggamehunter. Mention when you reach out to connect that you listen to the show. I enjoy finding out who my fans are. Next, if you're an executive and you're interested in job search or leadership coaching, email me at jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us. In the subject line, put the phrase executive job search coaching or leadership coaching. I'd be happy to help you in either way. I want to be clear, I'm not a recruiter. I'm a coach, helping you play bigger, having a set of eyes and ears on your circumstances so that you don't make mistakes that are costly. If you're not an executive, the best way to engage is with jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I have the best of my information there, plus you can ask me questions throughout your job search. I'll answer them. It'll help you. It'll help other people. There's going to be a community of individuals there that you can also get advice from. Again, jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.